USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Oklahoma livestock owners are facing a growing problem on their land with their animals. With the hot weather drying out the grass and pastures and fields all across the state, farmers and ranchers say they're having to bring in larger orders of hay and water from out-of-state sources to keep their animals fed at a much higher cost than normal. For Megan Olson, the founder and director of the Rescue Sanctuary One Day Ranch, this is a problem that will likely impact ranchers far into the future, but it's something they have to cope with in order to care for their animal friends.
They require us to take care of them, and so it is our job, and that's something we have to do. And if you are going to have these animals, you're responsible for taking care of them.
Secret Service investigators were scrutinizing the phones of 10 Secret Service personnel that contained metadata showing text messages were sent and received around January 6th of 2021, but were not retained, according to sources. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
FedEx announced Friday that its ground service will stop making Sunday deliveries to about 15% of the U.S. homes it's currently serving, largely in rural areas. The change will take place Sunday, August 21st. Economic conditions have shifted, so it's scaling the service back to 80% of the homes. FedEx Ground handles the majority of the company's online purchase shipments business, but it's a crowded field with the competition from Amazon's own in-house delivery service, the U.S. Postal Service, and UPS. Intense heat and dry conditions are stressing U.S. agriculture, threatening corn, soybeans, and other crops, as well as cattle herds. Scorching temperatures this past week have put sections of the country, especially in the south and west, under excessive heat warnings and advisories. The hot weather is hitting during an important period of the Midwest crop growing season, analysts said, and this comes just as some commodity prices ease amid concerns about global food supplies. This is the USA Radio News Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
U.S. lottery officials on Friday raised the Mega Millions grand prize to $790 million, giving players a shot at what would be the nation's fourth largest jackpot. The next drawing comes Tuesday. The jackpot has grown so large because there hasn't been a winner in 3 months. Those 27 consecutive drawings without anyone matching all six numbers has allowed the jackpot to gradually grow from its $20 million starting point in April. The highlighted pre-tax $790 million prize is for a winner who takes an annuity option paid out in 30 annual installments. Now, most players choose the cash option, which for Friday's drawing would be $464.4 million. Mega Millions is played in 45 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. As a heat wave sweeps the country, people are trying different ways to keep it cool. In South Boston, Pete Weatherby took to the park to play some music, but will try to beat the heat when he gets home.
I'm just putting up with it. The fact is, I'm going to go home and have a beer, and it'll taste really great.
Finally, actor Woody Harrelson celebrates a birthday today. Born July 23rd, 1961. He's 61 today. He's got a ton of great credits. We all know that. But they include one of my favorites, Zombieland.
There's a box of Twinkies in that grocery store. Not just any box of Twinkies. The last box of Twinkies that anyone will enjoy in the whole universe.
This is USA Radio News.